Hello and welcome to the David Curtin Show. It is Thursday, the 16th of January today. And as you probably know from the news, the government is trying to introduce a form of devolution to England, which essentially will destroy local government as we know and put in 40 Sadiq Khan-style metro mayors and regional mayors in every county in England. The people of England have not been asked whether they want this, but they want to impose it anyway. And in December, on the 16th of December, just before Christmas, Angela Rayner, who is now the Deputy Prime Minister, can you believe that, asked councils around the country to apply to cancel or postpone their elections if they wanted to implement this new form of devolution with a metro mayor for every county in England. Now, as far as I know, 18 councils out of the 32 that were due to hold scheduled elections on the 1st of May 2025 have applied to postpone or essentially cancel the elections before a new form of governance is implemented. The postponement is going to be at least 1 year, but it may be 2 years or even 3 years by the time they get around to deciding what form of governance they want to put in the counties in England. Now, I think this is a brazen attack on democracy, and everyone who's spoken to me about this and has written to me about this thinks the same. Now, to talk about this a little bit more, I am very, very delighted to have with me now the General Secretary of the Heritage Party, Madeleine Hunt. Madeleine, welcome to the show.
Hello, David. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me in your wonderful show. And you know, I hope this is going to be massively successful because we're going to talk about so many important things which other shows doesn't talk about because you're always picking up on the latest news and people are not aware what is happening if they're watching something else, because everyone usually is looking on the one direction only. And meanwhile, as you said, it's so many other things happening behind the curtains, unfortunately.
Look, Madeleine, I want to start off by asking you a sort of personal question. It's not really personal, but obviously you've lived in England for a very, very long time, but you're originally from Poland and you experienced the communist system and how that took power from the people, it took freedom away from the people. And one of the comments you've made in the past is that you're now seeing the government try to impose the communist system that you've experienced in England. And a big part of this is this push for devolution, as they call it, which is setting in place these mayors and what they're doing in terms of local government or local governance. So can you sort of, you know, explain why you think what's happening now in England is very much like what happened under communism that you've experienced in Poland?
I want to start from the fact that I am not the only person who experienced that in the past. And okay. I'm talking to many other people who came from the communist country. I have to make this clear that Poland never officially was a communist country. They never called themselves like that. That apparently was a socialist system, which is a communist system. And the things what I am seeing here, devolution practically based on the same template, what was the socialist system in Poland. And the steps what they're taking here, they are exactly the steps what I saw when I was growing up in Poland. So the attack on the farm, for example, it's exactly the same, to the point when we have the same protest, the same fear of the food shortage, the same regulation, the same emergency, but not exactly. We didn't have a climate emergency, we have a different kind of emergency. So they have the possibility of implement some emergency regulation all the time. We have now coming the climate and nature bill, for example, and that is like a step by step what was in Poland as well. So it's practically the same playbook all the time. For me, coming from the very gray socialist country and finally managed to dismantle the system and dismantle the government. But I left Poland when the government was half and half all the time. At this point, they were still arguing, they were still having debates. Solidarity was already slightly in power, and we have something like a lockdown in Poland, which is the martial law in 1980. And this is supposed to finish in 3 years, like our lockdown. Apparently, it's finished, it's end. But in fact, in Poland, the all the regulation finished in 1989. So it took 9 years, not three. So if you compare the same what's happened here, if we think about the lockdown after the COVID, that was the 3 years, and then we gradually came out of that. But that is not true, because under the COVID law, they implement so many different laws which are still there. They added the climate emergency on the top, which now replaced the COVID emergency. So that's exactly how in Poland the government was controlling people. Devolution and the system what Reiner is offering now, the Labour government is following, is exactly the same structure. It's exactly the same regional structure what we have in Poland. We had like a metro mayors. They was called different names, different title, but we had metro mayors. So all these little cities, all these little villages, they completely lost their identity. They become a big mass under one city khan, as you said. So that's exactly the same system, and it's not nice. It's not nice. It's a very, very difficult life. It's a long suffering.
Yeah, well, you only have to look at London to see what's happened there since they've got a mayor, since they've got Sadiq Khan. You know, and obviously beforehand you had Boris Johnson and Ken Livingstone. I mean, none of them have been very good, but now, you know, Sadiq Khan is absolutely dreadful, and he's fully on board with these emergencies that you talk about. He declared the COVID emergency back in 2020 along with the government. He's declared a climate emergency. I don't know how that applies to London, because it's not really under threat from carbon dioxide. But they use these as mechanisms in order to completely change the way the city is run and the things that people have to comply with. I mean, you know, everybody knows about these 15-minute city plans, low traffic neighborhoods, which essentially is a way to fleece motorists out of more money and fine them if they go down roads that they were allowed to drive down before. And that's just one thing. So we all know about that. But with this plan to postpone or cancel the elections, I mean, I've never heard of anything like this before to such a scale. I mean, people who push back against this say, oh, well, in 2021, there were a few elections that were postponed, you know, but that was three councils and they were postponed for a few months. This is 18 large councils, you know, very big councils with lots of people, some of them with over a million voters, Kent, Devon, Hampshire, Essex, for example, and these elections might be postponed for 3 years. Now, you've been doing a lot of writing letters to councillors and to MPs and things about this. And can you tell us a bit about what you've written to, who you've written to, and what you wrote, and what the response has been when people are saying, you know, this is just wrong and anti-democratic?
I just want to go back a few months in last year. I think that was in the beginning last year when one of our councillors in Devon was trying to warn the councillors about devolution. So we've been, as a heritage party, we've been trying to inform people that this is coming. This is actually coming. We knew they're going to try to cancel the election as well. We knew that if the Labour party is going to take over the control over the country, they will be trying to push the agenda forward. And to push the agenda forward, they have to cancel the election because the agenda is taking our democracy away. So, but they can't have a democracy. So this is the implementation of the communist system. The only thing which is standing in the way to implement the communist system fully is our current system. That's mean democratic election, when we can choose who is going to represent us in the local governments. So we've been trying to warn the councillors and residents, and the reaction was shocking. They just didn't want to listen. The councillor was thinking that we are just talking some kind of imaginary stuff. our counselor in Devon was really shout at because she just mentioned the devolution name, and they really was very rude to her because of that. But now the reason why I'm writing letters is because it's not only us who is afraid of what is happening, but actually the same councillors who was shouting at our members before about devolution. And why is it going to happen? Because why they are so afraid? Because only the elite from the councils is going to stay in the position of powers. The system doesn't need councillors. This is not a democratic system. This is dictatorship. So people who are in the council, who are not in the elite, not in the executive position, they are not wanted anymore. They're going to be replaced by the assemblies, the selected assemblies. And at the moment, I wrote the letter as a formal opposition, Heritage Party formal opposition to the cancelling the election. I wrote the letter based on my experience with the system and also our knowledge, because we was analyzing the system for a long time, not only me, many of our members. I wrote the letter to the Devon County Council, to our district in Tinbridge. I wrote the letter to the McMahon, the minister. And I received replies from the district councils. I never received the reply from the Devon County Council. But this is the same councillors. They are the same executive. Actually, they are members of district and members of Devon County Council. So they are all informed about the letter. We received lots of replies from several leaders and other councillors completely agreeing with us. So they standing against the cancellation. At some point, one of the leaders sent us a proper letter, official reply, with the statement from all district leaders in Devon. And the statement from all district leaders from Devon to the minister and to the Devon County Council leader was very clear that they not only opposed to cancel the elections, but they also opposed to this step of the devolution, what they offer at the moment. Yeah.
Well, that's very encouraging. The district councillors and even some of the leaders of the district councils are now recognising that this cancellation of elections is wrong and anti-democratic, and they don't want this devolution in any form, because I guess the district councils would all disappear. The idea is they would be dissolved and they would just have a small county council overseen by a metro mayor. And the thing with a metro mayor or a regional mayor, in the case of Devon and Kent and Hampshire and other counties, would be that in order to stand, to be a candidate to win the regional mayor election, the fee to enter, the deposit, would be £5,000 or £10,000, which would actually make it impossible for a normal person to actually enter the contest to stand as a candidate.
Yeah, it's that will be completely impossible for an average person to just get into position of any kind of decision making. So that, no more. I think not many people understand how massive the change is, and this is completely shift in the political system, in the economic system, and in our lifestyle, everything. So this thing, the election, the cancelling of the election, is the breaking point at the moment for us all. And if we have to stay in the system which we are now, which we have a democratic right to vote, and even if people don't believe in voting, they should just look on the America. They managed to do it, and unfortunately, if we're looking on the statistic, how many people actually do vote, and maybe we should start voting, and that we really need to build the pressure on the government at the moment with the election, because that is dictatorship, and they. I'm going to add something what was the latest news yesterday as well, because it is dictatorship. And even with the letter what we were just talking about, the leaders from the district councils, they send the letter to the minister, they send the letter to the Devon leader, Devon county leader. He refused to acknowledge that, and he is going to insist on the cancelling of the election.
Wow.
So we received a letter yesterday again from one of the leaders practically complaining to us what is going on. And it looked like he just completely ignored everyone else and behave already like he is a Metro Mayor. So I just create a letter in the morning today. I'm going to send this to all councillors again. I'm trying to put the message through to the county council leader that he's not a Metro Mayor yet and he has a responsibility to listen to the other leaders.
So yeah, you've got this one person, and as you said, so where you are in Devon, you've got this one person, the leader of Devon County Council, who seems out of naked self-interest to want to cancel the elections because he thinks that he might actually become the regional mayor of Devon and then get a much bigger salary and a lot more power. And, you know, I've actually spoken to some other councillors around the country who have actually been voting in these votes that happened last week as to whether to cancel elections or not. And I spoke to one councillor who was appalled by the whole plan and voted against it. But they said in their area, there were a lot of people who didn't agree with it, who knew it was wrong, but they voted for it anyway because they just wanted another couple of years as a councillor with the councillor's stipend and the privileges that come with being a councillor. And even some of them, and this is really shocking, some of them who are in uniparty parties, Tory, Labour, Lib Dem, Green, have been deselected as candidates. So they knew that if there was an election this year, they wouldn't even be standing as a candidate. So they voted for this devolution plan to cancel the election so they can stay on because they knew that they weren't going to be a candidate. So, I mean, that is brazen self-interest, which is completely dismissive of the rights of voters and the people of the country. I mean, I'm absolutely shocked by just the self-interest and the selfishness of the people who are involved, who are just doing this for themselves rather than for the country or for the people that they're supposed to represent.
Unfortunately, this is happening for a long time now. Everything what they're doing, every decision, practically what the councils are making, is very much for themselves and not for the residents. If you think about the number of protests against any developments, against any other things what's happening locally, that is not agreeing with people, obviously. All the decision, all the things what they're doing, this is not consulted with anyone. And the same with the election. If they want to implement any changes in the system, that's always have to be consulted with the residents. That's always, every single step have to always be consulted with people, the citizens, with the taxpayers. And it seems that they don't remember this for a long time. We have to challenge them. The situation with the district councillors, very strongly opposing to the cancellation of the election here. It's very interesting because at the moment they're just having a war inside the council. This is very different than before, because that was more before, like, people was feeling that they are never been heard by the council, and council was just happy in their little bubble. But at the moment, they really having some big issue between each other there. So I don't know how this is going to be resolved. But
hopefully some of these councillors realise that, you know, they're now going to be the victims. They've spent so long actually doing things for their own self-interest, but now they realise that the system doesn't need them anymore. They're going to kick them out, and then they're worried now that, you know, that their councils and their positions are going to be dissolved.
I am sure that the town council and the parish council definitely realize that they are out. They know that they are not included in the new system. And this is that I spoke with the former mayor just before Christmas. I met him at the shopping, and he wasn't happy. So he didn't have a very happy Christmas because he knew what is happening, what is coming. I think the district councillors and the district leaders, they always have an option. They can issue the vote of non-confidence in the leader, in the county council leader. And I think that's the only way to do it at the moment, because he really can't behave like a dictator. He can't just make decision for all county against everyone.
Yeah.
And it's only a bunch of executives.
Yeah, if you have one person who's got so much power, and they're going to get powers going up to them from below, and they're going to get powers coming down to them from Westminster, so they're essentially going to have complete control over many, many aspects of local people's lives if this system goes through. But, you know, I've been leading the Heritage Party for nearly 5 years now, and one of the things that's very disappointing is how few people still don't see the importance of local government. I mean, even in the national elections, the last election last year, only 60% of people voted. But when you get local elections, the percentage of people that turn out is about 40% for scheduled elections, and maybe only 20% for any by-elections that happen. So 3 or 4 out of 5 people don't bother to vote in local elections, but then complain when something happens that affects their lives. I mean, what can we do to get more people engaged and involved in local elections, in standing, you know, what would you say to people with these elections coming up or not coming up? There's still going to be elections in some places. They haven't all cancelled them. But what would your message be to people about getting involved in local elections and local councils?
My basic message would be, this is our last chance. We're not going to have a normal election anymore. If we don't act at the moment, if we don't go for a by-election, for a co-option, and try to push for a by-election and make sure that the election is not cancelled in May, then we're never going to have the same election again. Never. Mm-hmm. At least for many, 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 many years, because they're going to change the system. Forget about democracy. We've been trying to explain this to people. The biggest problem, David, is that very few people understand the system. And because the media represent the system in completely different way than actually it really does function. And people always blame the central government for everything for many, many years. And it doesn't work like that. The last decision always belongs to the council. The government could enable things. They could sign so many deals, whatever they want, the bills. If they agree with a particular bill, they can sign it. Most of them, some not, but most of the regulation. But the last word always belongs to the council. The council is adopting the regulation, especially in the emergency law. The council declared the emergency. So we're challenging the council for 5 years since we have the COVID emergency, because Corona Act was very clear about giving the power to the councillors. So every single emergency, doesn't matter if this is the pandemic, it doesn't matter if this is the climate emergency, housing emergency is another one. And this is the things what people don't know. If people know the facts, what's happening in the council, that's the people who are making decision, they would definitely come and vote for their own people to replace them. Mm. I want to add about the housing emergency, because this is very important and people really need to be aware of that. The council is destroying completely the wildlife, they're destroying the nature, they're destroying the farming, they're destroying the historic heritage because of the housing emergency. So we challenged the councils for quite a while to provide justifying evidence for them to declare the emergency, because they need to have evidence to declare emergency. And we break down some list of point what they really should make a public. So first of everything, of course, is the consultation. They need to talk to people locally if people think we need more housing or not. Secondly, is the residency of the people who are on the list and who is on the list. That was a very basic question. We sent this to several county councils and district council in UK, and Freedom of Information Act as well. Nobody have the data. They are not able to provide any data. If the council doesn't have a data about people who are waiting for a housing, they are not able to declare housing emergency. They don't have evidence. And every single emergency is like that. And if people just know this basic things, I'm sure they would change their mind about voting as well.
Well, I mean, this is a really important point you make, because they're declaring these emergencies, a housing emergency, climate emergency, COVID emergency, nature emergency, and they don't have any evidence for it. It's just some vague expression of, ideology that allows them to change the way people live and change things in their area, but there's no evidence. And you and I both know Councillor Sean Turner in Kent, and he's been questioning his local council about the climate emergency, and they have got no good answer to him. He says, well, what data is this based on? And they can't tell him. So how can they declare a climate emergency when there's no data to actually back that up? It's all a nonsense. But the thing is they go and do it anyway, and if we still vote in or abdicate our vote, and then Tory, Labour, Lib Dem, Green keep on taking the council seats, nothing is going to change. So Madeline, you're doing a great job where you are, questioning the local councils, writing to them. You're actually being very successful with this devolution agenda in making a lot of the councillors think about, what is actually going on now, because a lot of the councillors don't seem to understand the system or cannot actually explain to you the evidence used to make the decisions that they make. So it's great what you're doing, and I would say, and to people watching as well, please come and join us in the Heritage Party. Stand to be a councillor, and at least make sure you vote in your local council elections as well as national elections. Because if you don't vote and you don't stand, you're going to keep on getting what you've always got, and even worse, they're changing the system now to take away democracy and put in these little dictators everywhere. So you're going to have a Sadiq Khan in your county if you don't act now. So, Madeline, do you want any final words on this that you would say to the people watching?
I just want to say everyone should join us. Everyone should join the Heritage Party, because we are the only party who is from the beginning going in the right direction. We know the system. We really do know the system. You are an experienced politician. You are a fantastic leader, David. You've been there. You've got the T-shirt. I've got the experience, the first hand. And we have other people in our party who have the experience, who have a very good idea what is happening. We have councillors who argue for everyone in this country, and it's only few people who is standing for all the nation. So we need more people to join us, because we're not going to have a lovely life, unfortunately. We have to be realistic. We have a dictatorship government at the moment, which we need to take off the position of power.
Yeah,
so indeed. That's my message.
Indeed, I totally agree. So I'll put the link down in all of the boxes on the video channels that this is going out on, so you can see where you can join the Heritage Party if you want to get involved. So please do. But Madeline, really fantastic to talk to you about all of these very important things that are happening at the local government level, and what we can do to push back against it and restore our nation and maintain our democracy. Thanks for joining me, Madeline.
Thank you very much.